Well, the data revolution is well underway. So much of our lives are dictated by data, but your Facebook feed, your type of health service, all these things are coming to you now via data. But the interests of Indigenous peoples, are they being considered in this process? Shane Anderson spoke with Professor Maggie Walter from the University of Tasmania about a new data revolution.
When did this data collection start? Because we do associate data with, like, the data revolution as quite a new thing, but does this also extend back?
It does. It does. Ethnography has been taking data from Indigenous peoples across the world for a very long time and then has been presenting those in the form of papers or books or whatever. And it's not saying that those data have been misused. It's not saying that it hasn't been appropriate, and some of those things have been really good. But what is the problem is that the data have been taken out of the hands of the people to whom it belongs and then have been used without those people actually being in the decision-making seat about what happens to those data.
Is all information then that pertains to Indigenous Australians Indigenous data?
Absolutely.
And what is it used for? What has it been used for traditionally?
Well, traditionally, most of the data has really been, and I'm moving back to the sort of population level data, but we can look at some of the ethnographic data in the same way. It is used to construct a picture of who Indigenous peoples are to mostly the non-Indigenous population, including our political systems and the policymakers. That picture is constructed by others, and the data that is used to construct that picture is also selected by others. So we've had very little say in what that picture looks like. And that has been to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's disadvantage, because most of those data, including some of the ethnographic data, have been the what we call the data of disregard. So they have portrayed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in a certain way, in a very limited, decontextualised way. For example, if you want to find out how much Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people smoke or drink or how small Aboriginal babies are at birth, lots of data. If you want to find out other things around, say, for example, how we do family or how families operate across households, no data. There's a sort of a trope of deficit that has just informed all of the data selection, so that it's always about our problems. While we understand that, you know, not all that data are bad, that focus on our problems means that that is how we are portrayed and that's how we are seen. And even, you know, concerningly, that's even how we are seen to ourselves.
This data of disregard, where do you think this process starts?
Look, you know, the earliest inquiry in colonised Australia into the circumstances of the natives happened, I think, in 1857 in Victoria. If you look at that, it was done by the Colony of Victoria. If you look at that, it doesn't look that much different to the socioeconomic indicators that's sort of coming out in 2018. So we've got this long history of Aboriginal people being marginalised within the colonies, and the poverty and ill health and all those things that go with that. And we had this constant lens looking at that. But, you know, this is 160 years later and there doesn't seem to be much change. It's more just about looking at it, and it's always others looking in, where we're just sort of seen as maybe not competent to be making the decisions about what sort of data should be collected about us or be involved in that. And I think that really in 2018, that's time that changed.
Yeah, is data sovereignty a right?
Absolutely, it's a right, and it comes very clearly under the United Nations Declaration of the Right of Indigenous Peoples. There are a whole lot of articles within the UNDRIP that pertain to data. And also UNDRIP itself, to be able to implement any of the articles in there, are reliant on data, and the data that we would need to implement those largely do not exist. So data is at the centre. It doesn't solve all the problems. It's not the whole solution, but is at the centre of change for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and us being able to be involved in our own, making our own narrative and also making our own future.
Maggie Walter, Professor of Sociology and Pro Vice Chancellor at the University of Tasmania, ending that report by Shane Anderson. And the full story of the Indigenous data sovereignty will be on Think Digital Futures, which will be podcast later this week.